I'm sorry, my phone call hung up.
It's okay. Yeah, how are you, Blanca? So this is Albert on the recorded line again, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let me continue. I have your name, Blanca, B-L-A-N-C-A. Last name, I have Bibrieska?
Yes.
Okay, and is that spelled B-I-B-R-I-E-S-C-A?
Yes.
Okay, is there a middle name you want to share, or is that it?
Yeah,
okay. All right, and what's your social, please?
561.
Mm-hmm.
71.
Mm-hmm.
2305.
2305. Okay. 561-712302. Correct?
305.
Well, I'm sorry, what was that?
561-712305.
05. Okay. Thank you for confirming that. 561-712305.
Yes.
Okay. And then I have your email address of Blanca, last name, 63@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. Phone number, 442-438-4498.
Yes.
Is this your cell number? Blanca, is that your cell number?
Yes.
Okay. What's your address, please?
116.
Mm-hmm.
23.
Mm-hmm.
Pennon Avenue, Hesperia, California.
Did you say Pennons?
Yeah, Pennon. P-I. Can you hear me? P-I. N-O-N.
Get it?
Avenue. Hesperia, California.
Okay, is it a house or apartment?
It's a house.
Okay. So that's the address, 11623 Pinion Avenue, Hesperia, California, 92345, correct?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, thank you so much. Next, we're going to talk, now we're going to need to know who your diagnosing doctor was. Do you remember the location where it was or the name of the doctor?
Yes, it's on Hope. It's on, the doctor's
apologize. It's okay. What is the name of your diagnosing doctor?
Prudent. I told you that the Prudent. What is it? What's his name? Oh my goodness, Dr. Prudent. No. I don't know.
Do you have any paperwork?
Yes, I do. I do. Hold on. Hold on.
Okay.
The doctor that seen me, you mean, or the where I got
First, we're gonna start. Well, which one do you know, top of your head? Because I'm gonna need your diagnosing doctor. I'm gonna need to know your medical, your treatment doctor, and your prescribing doctor.
Okay, my treatment doctor was the one that diagnosed me was the Dr. Larry Koo.
Uh-huh. Dr. Larry Koo?
K-H-O-O-O.
Okay. K-H-O-O-O. And
yeah.
What city is he out of?
He's in Hope Drive on Rancho Mirage.
In Rancho, the city of Rancho Mirage?
Yeah, it's in the Alstonhover Medical Center. Alstonhover?
Alston?
Alston, yeah.
Alston.
E-I-S-E-N.
Oh, Eisen. Eisen?
Eisen Medical Center, yeah. Yeah, Eisen.
Okay.
It's on Rancho Mirage.
Okay, one second. Rancho Mirage, California.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Eisenhower Desert Orthopedic Center at 39,000 Bob Hope Drive?
Yes.
Okay. And that's his address?
Uh-huh.
What was his first name? Do you remember? Was it Larry?
Larry, yes.
Did he also have an office that based out of, is he out of Los Angeles?
I'm not sure, sir.
You're not sure? But he used to treat you, you used to get treated there at the Bob Hope place, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me take that down. Because that says Eisenhower Desert Orthopedic Hospital. Is that the same thing?
Yes, that's the hospital address.
Okay.
And that's not, yeah.
I'm just doing a lot of copying and pasting over here, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
Are you pretty good on the computer?
Not really, but...
How about texting?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because when we're done, I'm going to text you the contract for you to sign for where to put you in place with the attorneys, okay?
Okay.
All right, give me a sec. I wonder if Dr. Larry Koo is also an orthopedic spine surgeon. Looks like he's both a neurosurgeon. And did he graduate from Yale?
You know what? I'm not sure. I was going through so much that I don't know if he graduated from where. I don't know. Maybe U.S.
Okay, good.
I never asked them.
Gotcha. No worries. I'm just trying to get all the right information. Because it makes it really easy, much easier for your attorneys to be able to pull your information.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's Dr. Larry, K-H-O-O, right?
Yeah.
K-H-O-O, okay. Okay, now, do you remember your diagnosing doctor now?
Oh, my diagnosing doctor was, I don't even know if I have those things.
I mean, is that one?
No, that was
probably...
it. That was, he diagnosed me with it.
Dr. Larry Koo?
Yes. Larry Koo's the one that diagnosed me.
Okay. Did you find any paperwork or no?
I have a couple of papers here. I don't have them all together. If you will,
can you pull up his phone number to see if it's the same number I have here?
Hold on a minute. Hold on.
Okay. Thank you.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
I don't have it in hand right now, the number, but if you want, I'll call you back and get it.
No, it's okay. No, I'm trying to figure it out. If it's the same place at 39,000 Bob Hope Drive, Harry Diane Rinker Boulevard, Rancho Mirage.
No.
That's not it?
Yes, that's the address.
Okay. And the phone number I have is 760-773-4545.
Okay.
That's what it came up here. Now,
okay.
Who was the doctor that prescribed the Depo to you?
My primary doctor.
Who was that?
Oh my God! It was in where was it? Where I was going to the doctor. Was it? I don't know. I see a Dr. Mike somewhere in Hesperia, I believe it was. Dr. Mike.
Dr. Mike, last name?
No. Oh, no, I don't remember his last name. There was a doctor I used to go to a while back. Mike Girl, I don't know. Do you need all that so I can get you all the paperwork when I get home?
Oh, you're not home right now?
No, I'm not home right now.
Okay, Dr. Mike.
I'm at my grandma's. Yeah.
Was it Dr. Mike's walk-in clinics?
Yeah, I believe it was that one.
Was it off of 15791 Bear Valley Road, Hesperia?
I think it was on Bear Valley, yes.
Okay, so it was Dr. Mike's walk-in clinic, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay. There I go. I found it.
Okay.
So that was who you saw, Dr. Mike? Was his name Dr. Mike?
Yes. Well, no, it was Dr. Mike's office, but I don't remember what doctor it was. It was different doctors every time I used to go in there. But anyways, Dr. Mike, they referred me to Alston, right there to the Alston, I can't say it.
Oh, the previous one? Eisenhower Desert?
That's where they sent me to, and then with the Dr. Larry Kahu, whatever, he diagnosed it. Larry Kahu.
Mm-hmm.
Kahu, whatever his name is, Kahu.
Gotcha. Okay, what was the name of the pharmacy you got your prescription filled at? Walgreens, CVS?
Mm-hmm. Walgreens, probably.
Okay, do you remember which?
No, that was CVS. Oh, my God. You're getting me all the prescription and everything. Where did I even pick up my prescription? I don't even know if I had any brain back then. Did I pick a prescription from somewhere? Hold on. I think they'll send it to me. Somewhere, Queen. Queen. I don't know, sir. My prescription was getting sent to me, I believe. Grandma, do you remember my prescription was getting sent to me when I went through all that? Well, she don't even know either.
Okay. If you don't remember the pharmacy name,
it was getting sent to me. I believe it was getting mailed to me. Not mailed, but they'll drive it to my house.
Okay, so the pharmacy name was just like, but who delivered it? Walgreens?
Walgreens, I believe. I don't know if it was. No. The Queen something. Queen.
Queens Pharmacy or something?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. It's in Hesperia Road.
Queens Pharmacy in the city of Hesperia?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Queens Pharmacy on 12677 Hesperia Road, Suite 180?
Yes, I believe it's that one.
In Victorville?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. You're doing great. I'm really, really proud of you that you're sticking it out. We're getting all the info that we're getting that we need, okay?
Okay.
So, we're almost done. We're almost at the end. I see the end of the tunnel.
When did I fill this out that you called me?
I'm not sure. Our marketing team is amazing, so I'm not sure.
I don't even know why. I tell you the truth. I don't know. Something just told me to talk to you because I don't even know. I never talk to people like this, like, you know, over my situation. And
you know what? That's good.
My information. You know, I never do.
I'm what you call one of those people that was put here on earth to help people. And so that's why you are okay talking with me. And it's just a gift. It's a gift that I was given from, you know, the man upstairs. So I like to help people. That's why we're doing it, okay?
Amen, because he's the man. He's the one that has me in this world right now.
Right, yeah, because otherwise I don't know where you'd be getting the information from, but Google is my companion.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Let's keep going, and we'll get you off the phone. Okay. So.
Yes, please. I have a lot of things in my hands to do right now.
Okay. Well, let's finish up then. Next question is regarding any kind of medical notes that you'd wish to tell me about, like any kind of anything you want me to note down for your medical stuff, like something happened that you want the attorneys to know about it.
No.
No? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you have a copy of your medical records, or you'd be able to get them?
Not with me right now.
Okay, not with you, but you'd be able to obtain them through the doctors, right?
Maybe, yes.
Well, their attorneys are going to need to know that for sure, that you're going to participate and help them out, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Next, his emergency contact information is we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we'll continue your case for your loved ones. So typically, we can only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution... This precaution helps disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Do you want to share an emergency contact?
760.
Who do they live with you?
He's my boyfriend.
Okay, so does he live with you?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the name?
Once in a while, when I kick him out, he leaves. 760.
Okay,
his name's Frank Acosta.
Okay, hold on. Frank Acosta.
Mm-hmm.
And now 760, go ahead.
24.
What? Well, I can't hear you. 760.
524.
Okay.
69
mm-hmm. 83
Yes.
Okay, and that's your boyfriend, right?
Yes.
Okay.
What's the number? Can you repeat it?
760-524-6983. Correct. Okay. And does he live with you, right, at the house, same address?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Pretty much?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me go ahead and Texas to you now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, give me a sec. Let me first review the information. Make sure I didn't miss any spots. Okay, so yeah, we did forget to write down your date of diagnosis. When were you diagnosed? How long ago?
I was diagnosed on, I don't remember right here, hold on.
Was it this year?
No. No, it wasn't. It wasn't this year. It was remember. Hold on. It was, I'll tell you right now. Hold on. If I look at my calendar right here, I might have it. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, hold on. Okay, no, that's when I started my treatment. It was in April. No.
Of what year?
No. I'm wrong. That was in my... No. No, it wasn't. Hold on. You know what? You're going to have to call me back so I can give you these answers, because I don't have my paperwork with me. And it's like kind of like I'm getting so stressed out over this. And I don't know why I'm getting stressed out.
That's the last question, and we're done. That was the last thing I needed.
When was I what diagnosed?
When did you get the bad news that you had meningioma? Was it?
Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on. If that's the last answer, I'm going to whisper it.
Yeah, that's it. That's the last question.
Okay. I don't like to be like, I can't even think right.
should we give them a call? Do you feel like you want to do a call to Dr. Larry Kuhn's office?
Yeah, hold on a minute. No. I'm gonna give them a call. I'll tell you. Just call me back, because I need to figure this out. Okay, just call me back.
When do you want me to call you back?
Within an hour.
Okay, so you sure you don't want me to help you call them right now?
No, it's